Welcome back to another episode of Rock Talk. All right, guys, quick interruption. Shout out to one of our sponsors, Prize Picks. As you guys know, I like to sweat. I like to gamble. I'm not telling you guys you need to gamble. If you do gamble, please gamble responsibly. But everybody who uses promo code Brad on Prize Picks, you guys get basically, they match your deposit. So if you put in $100, they give you $100. Is it up to $100? Okay, it's up to $100. So up to $100, if you put $100 in, they're going to give you $100 back. Now, I think if it's $100 and one, you're probably still only getting $100 when they match you on that deposit. But use promo code Brad when you sign up. Download Prize Picks today. And basically, like, check this out. I just genuinely have more fun watching, like, the fights. Even if it's, like, I'm just, like, friendly betting with my buddies. Obviously, guys, you can lose money. You can win money. Again, please do it responsibly. I do it sometimes irresponsibly. And it's because I like the sweat. But again, this is very, very important. If you guys are going to do Prize Picks, make sure that you understand that you play with the money you're willing to lose. Okay, very important. Don't play with money if you're not okay with losing it. Like I've said before, it's like, yo, you want to go to Disneyland, spend $400 on a ticket to go to Disneyland. You spend that $400, you know you're coming to Disneyland. You're playing the games, you're riding the rides, but you're losing that money. So the same thing with gambling, okay? But if you guys want to do it, please do it responsibly. Go to Prize Picks, use promo code Brad, download it today. The link will be in the description, in the bio. Yeah, let's get back into this podcast.
What's up, brother? What's up? It's my girlfriend, Delia.
Hi, nice
to meet you.
How are
you doing, Dad?
All right, it's
f***ing
Delia, dude.
Wow, how many years has it been?
Three years.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You look kind of thick.
You look kind of thick.
Yeah.
I'm huge, bro.
And you know, we can do it.
Dude, this is bro, I couldn't be,
fuck, I should have said on the pod, but couldn't be better on the, I'm sober now. This is the behind us.
So complete, yeah, we gotta talk about this.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is good.
Of course.
Let's jump on this. All right, so, this is one of the, this honestly, when I started doing the podcast again, people were like, you gotta get Vitaly on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because obviously you're one of the OG YouTubers.
Yeah.
Been through a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Seen it all, done it all. Where are you at in your life right now?
Where I'm at in
straight
my
up,
life.
Yeah.
I'm Let's healthy, I'm happy, I'm sober, I got a beautiful girlfriend, I'm living in Miami, and I'm just, I just released my apology video, and after the apology video, I just started killing the content.
Yeah. What was the apology over, mainly?
Over the incident that happened 2 years ago.
So what exactly happened?
What
we could jump right
I
into
love it.
It.
Just fuck it. I love it. Bro. A lot of people think I'm capping, but I saw in Roman Atwood's comments, 60 grams of shrooms. You can't consume that. Yeah, I can.
Okay, let me say this. I've been with Vitaly, with Dan Bilzerian. We were in Thailand.
We took shrooms.
And we took a lot. And I took a very small amount of shrooms. And this motherfucker really took a fuck ton of shrooms.
A full bag.
Like all the shrooms. Yeah. I was shocked. No, to me, I was like, yo, I would be in the hospital, I'm dying, yo, I need help. I have really bad anxiety if I could take too much of anything.
No, yeah.
So I'm afraid of that kind of shit. But I saw you, literally, I think we were in this little beach, like in the-
Private beach, it was amazing.
In the middle of nowhere, and you're just like straight shroomed out.
Yeah.
So I've seen it.
But it was a beautiful trip.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. The whole thing was amazing. So you took a ton of shrooms.
Yeah, I took 60 grams of shrooms. I put in, people like, how can you consume that much? Let me explain.
Smoothie.
And I'm not smoothie. Orange juice to spike it up with vitamin C, close my nose and just chuck the whole, like a protein shake.
Yeah.
And then fuck.
So where were you when this happened?
I was at my house, living in a house on the water, and I was taking, let's rewind a little time back. I was taking 30 grams of shrooms during Corona. I had a jet ski behind my house. Just going on the jet ski, having a blast. It was Corona, everyone's scared, come over to my house, shoot content. So I'm like, whatever. I'm going to do me. And then I started taking shrooms, 30 grams every day. And I'm like, what is it not working? I'm taking 30 grams. Then I read online, you have to take breaks to feel it.
Yeah.
So I started taking every 2-3 days. And then my friends from LA came out and I didn't sleep for 3 days. And I had like an hour nap and they came in at 8 a.m. on the Sunday. It was an Easter Sunday. And I was like, fuck it, boys, I'm gonna beat it. I'm gonna take 60 this time. They're like, you're fucking crazy. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna have a beautiful trip. And I take 60 grams of shrooms. Everything was going fine. I make them take a lot too, but not like too much.
Yeah.
Not even close to the amount, like probably, I don't know, three grams. Yeah. They even were scared to take 3 grams. Like, pussies, come on, take it.
Yeah, that's I'm the same way. I'm a little afraid.
So I have one jet ski and it's four friends. I was like, guys, I got this private island we can come out to and we can just chill and have a great time. They're like, all right. So I get two guys on my jet ski. We're driving and the jet ski just starts sinking, or we're just tripping. Like the trips just started to come up, you know, the mushroom
trip.
So I was like, I can't control the jet ski. And my friend's just laughing so hard and he's like falling off. I'm like, bro, let's go back. So we go back. The rest of my friends are throwing up everywhere. It's like, you know, how shrimp
stomachs. Yeah.
So everyone's throwing up. I'm just laughing my ass off. I was like, you guys are all pussies.
Come on. You're used to this shit.
Yeah. And then what happened? And we're just screaming at boats passing by, like funny shit, you know? Yeah. And some guy, now I'm looking back sober at it, he just went to say hi to the neighbor. And I thought he was coming to call the cops. That's what everything just went the fuck down.
You got into a bad, real bad trip.
Bro, bad trip. Because what happened is like, I just heard my mom on like FaceTime and I didn't have a phone. My mom wasn't talking to me. Literally her voice is, everything's gonna be all right.
Hearing this shit.
Yeah, whole bunch of boats pull out, but they really didn't pull out. I'm really seeing, like, you know, sometimes when you trip and you just go like this and everything goes away.
Yeah.
No, I'm literally seeing fucking thousands of boats booing me. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, the whole world is tripping. How can I stop it? I took so many shrooms. It's like, I made the whole world trip. And I just see planes. I'm like, fuck, this is bad. The pilots are probably gonna crash because they're tripping. What did I do?
It sounds like a scene in like Doctor Strange when like the world is like fucking flipping in on itself. Dude,
and then I was like, fuck, I gotta. That's when I wasn't sober. I gotta hide my drugs. So I have a 2-story house, and I ran, picked up like ecstasy, cocaine, whatever, all the goodies.
Yeah,
I'm running down, and they spill. So I see slow motion, one pill going between the cracks over there. I'm like,
oh, you shit.
I'm like, that's it. And I just laid on my stairs, on the hard wooden stairs. I'm like, that's it. My life is over.
Because you thought people were coming to get you?
Cops are coming.
Yeah.
Then I run out. I was like, fuck it. I need to die. If I die, I will save the whole world. I was like, if I drown.
What made you think that?
Dude, I can't explain it.
Man. Oh, man.
It's not like I'm just thinking, I need to die. No. I'm like, if I die, if I jump, I'm not going to be able to drown myself because I know I want to kind of live, but I want to do it fast. I was like, fuck, if I had a gun, I would have probably shot myself.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
No, bro. No. And took mushrooms over 50 times. Every time, beautiful trip. I go on my jet skis, listen to Ram Dass, you know, music, waves, 80 miles an hour, just living life. And they told you, don't take shrooms around a lot of people. You will have a bad trip. And it just took... Yeah, it took that. But anyways, long story short, I mean, you like the details, right?
I love it. Yeah, no, we want the details.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody knows. Drugs are everywhere. You're laying on your thing.
Yeah. Then I go back and I'm trying, and everyone's like, everything's going to be okay. And they're laughing at me. And I'm like, just guys.
But were they really laughing? Do you know?
I think so. But yeah, they were, bro, everybody was in their own world. But everyone just, they couldn't shut the fuck up. I ask, I need to shut up. Like, you know, just please shut up and everything's going to be fine. And they were just like, I come outside and was like, fuck, the cops are on top of my house with snipers. They're ready to kill me. So I get on my knees, open my mouth. And I was like, fucking just shoot me. And I'm counting down. I was like, I have 3 seconds to live. They're about to shoot me in my mouth.
You're convinced of this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. It was.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just, what happened is the girls that were shooting for Vitalian Censored, they hide all the knives in the kitchen. And I wasn't going there because that did cross my mind. I was like, I don't want a bloody death. I'm not going to do that. So I ran out. I live a block away from the beach. And I run and jog start talking to the beach. I was like, no, what am I doing? What the fuck? Got to go back to the house. I go back to the house. I'm like,
What was this?
My friends. So I run back out and I was like, fuck it. I hear parrots. Houses are just melting. Trees sound, I can hear the sounds of everything, and I'm like, it's so hard to breathe at this point. I'm like, and I just lay down on the ground in the middle of the road, and I'm like, I have in 60 seconds, I'm gonna die. Count now, it's gonna suck that I didn't say bye to anybody. 59, 58, and I counted, and it was like a second, zero, why am I not dead? What the fuck? But my body is literally, I would just feel like I was dying.
What the fuck?
So I run and ask these people for help, and these people are getting scared. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And then when the girl's jogging, TMZ lied. I didn't jump out of the fucking bushes. So I'm running towards her. I was like, mom. My mom lives in LA. My mom wasn't even in Florida. Yeah. I'm like, please save me, please. And I just ran up to her with open arms. Then I realized closer it wasn't my mom. I realized, oh, close to arms, like, please help. And all I remember is just get away from me. And she pushes me. And then I don't fucking know what demons came out or what triggered. Like, this girl didn't do anything to me. And I just fucking, you know, laid my hands on her. And I was on top, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And then the TMZ article says, hid back in my house. I didn't. I walked back because I didn't know what I was doing. And then my friends were already freaked out by my actions in the house, so they called my security, and he was just 5 minutes late because my security came out. He probably would have put handcuffs on me because he's the next cop. He has a gun, all that shit. Yeah. He would have tamed me down probably. By the way, I take responsibility for all my actions. I'm not blaming anybody but myself. So. Yeah. Stay, play stupid game, win stupid prizes. And then, so he goes, Vitaly, there's cops outside. They want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't do anything wrong. And then they just fucking tackle me on the ground. And I still don't know what's going on. And in the video, in the police world arrest video, you can hear I'm saying, guys, listen. And I'm trying to talk, but I couldn't put myself together. But what I was trying to tell the cops is that if you guys turn your sirens off and shut the fuck up, I will go to sleep and I'll wake up and the whole world would be sober. I thought the cops were tripping. They were like, ah, like, dude, they were melting. I thought I fucked up the whole world.
What the fuck?
Bro.
Like, I've had bad trips before. Like, no, I've had a bad trip, but never anything like this. I mean, a trip where, like, I did feel like I was going to die. For sure, I've had that feeling. I've had the feeling where, like, the world felt like it was closing in on me.
Where were you during these times? Like, bro, around your friends or in the room?
Yeah. You know, I was good.
Yeah.
I was good. And my friends pulled me out of it. But there wasn't as much stuff going on. It was, like, me and two buddies who did it. And, like, we maybe went outside, fucked around, and then I was like, yo, I got to go inside because I'm nervous. And it got bad, but it always came, like, I always came back. So this sounds like, I mean, I've never taken 60 grams. The most I've ever taken was 3.5.
Yeah, I'm reading comments. People are like, he's capping 60, he's capping. Like, I should be mentally insane, you know, after taking.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you take excessive amounts of mushrooms myself.
And I'm not proud of it, and I don't recommend anybody to do it, but yeah.
So what happened with all that? So is it like, did you get a case? Like,
I got a case. Aggravated felony battery. It got dropped the next day to battery because I didn't use any weapons.
Yeah.
Because aggravated is only if you use sticks or whatever. Right. And then I don't even know why I fucking did it, dude. I woke up in jail, like, coming back together, and I saw the charge they told me, and I was like, fuck, you know. And yeah, what was the question?
I'm just curious, like, what, like, when you realized what you had done, like, and you were sober, what was your first thought?
I wrote her a huge letter apologizing. Obviously, I didn't want her to accept my apology. What I did is fucked up. It could have been anybody, a guy, whatever. You know, I don't know why. It's wrong time, wrong place. I don't know why I did it. I have no intentions. You know, I never hit girls. Like, I don't know why. But people are like, I don't know why. His demons took over my body. I don't know why I would have hurt somebody and punched, you know?
Yeah.
And so I wrote her a long letter, and then obviously I couldn't get a hold of her. Dude, the next day was bad. My friend went jogging, and he came back. He goes, look, there was posters all over my mugshot. We have a fucking crazy, basically saying, violent man lives in the neighborhood. Yeah. Beats up.
Did like, you move?
Yeah, I got rid of my place as soon as possible. But not only that, I lost everything. I was like this, millions of dollars income gone. So all my brands dropped me, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I deserve it, you know? And I work pretty hard on myself to be where I'm at right now. I'm healthy. I'm happy. And yeah, so it was a felony. It got dropped. Sorry, go back to your question. It got dropped. We said the lawyer settled. So I was going to get deported. I was going to get a year in prison. And, you know, I was.
Did you do time yet?
No, I didn't. Everyone's like, he's finally out of jail. I never went to jail. I went to jail overnight. Got bailed out. $7,500. Pay 10%. $750. I was out. But yeah, man, just depression, suicide, real suicidal came in, and just didn't want to leave my house.
Yes.
And just had down all the time to even go get water, food, and just was embarrassed and, you know, shamed, embarrassed.
Because how long has it been since that?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. So how long did it take you to start to, like,
let go?
Recover. Let go of it. Yeah, that's a good. Yeah. Start to let go of it. When did you actually start to let go of it to start to actually
probably like that happened in April 12, 2020. Probably end of probably. Bro, to be honest, I'm still in the back of my head.
Yeah,
so I can't say I let go completely. I have to live with it for the rest of my life, regret it for the rest of my life. But, you know, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. And it's a big fucking mistake. I jeopardized my career, you know, relationships. And, you know, I'm just going to prove the world that I'm not the old Vitaly. I'm the new Vitaly, the better version of Vitaly.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm working on myself hard every single day. I'm sober 7.5 months, no alcohol, no drugs, no mushrooms, no quit nicotine.
Nothing.
No, no vapes, nothing, bro. Just no.
I love it, man.
Yeah, thank
How
you.
Do you feel? All right, guys. So quick interruption to the podcast. One of our sponsors, ShipStation. This is actually a company that I've used and I use for the last like 5 years. ShipStation is one of the easiest ways, one of the most efficient ways, one of the most cost-effective ways for you guys to get your orders out there to your customers. And I want to make clear, it's not about, you're not like sending... You're not shipping stuff to like your cousin in Nebraska or some shit. This is like actually a business platform that you guys can use to make your business more efficient on the back end. So it connects to Shopify super easy, seamless with so many other things. So, all right. So if you guys want to try it, sign up using promo code RAWTALK for a free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com. That's 2 months basically for free. Again, if you guys want to try it, ShipStation.com, promo code RAWTALK. Just click like the little microphone at the top. Of ShipStation.com and type in Raw Talk. That's how you get the discount. I love you guys. Let's get back into this podcast.
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
I feel amazing. Yeah, it was hard the first 2 months, like not going out, you know. Yeah. I wasn't gonna feel like...
Dude, because I'm gonna tell you, I sorry I interrupted you, but
yeah.
I saw you
yeah.
before this happened at 11. I saw you at 11 randomly. And okay. you like, I remember seeing you, I swear to God,
yeah.
I remember seeing you. I was with Steve and I remember seeing you and you were at 11 at a table with a bunch of girls and you look fucking... strung out, like drugged out. This was before this stuff happened.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing you and being like, yo, this dude is gonna die if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing. I'm not okay in this. It's not good that it happened. It's terrible that it happened. It's terrible for that woman. I felt like straight up, if you kept going down that route, you would have ended up somehow dying. Because
yeah,
I swear I saw you, dude, and I was like, yo, Vitaly's gonna die if he keeps doing that.
Yeah, and then you I agree. I mean, actually, nobody knows this. I overdosed in India. Overdosed. I didn't sleep for 4 days on ecstasy and tequila. I didn't drink any water for 4 days. Fucking bugs. And yeah, that. And then I had alcohol poisoning in 2011 here in Miami. We graduated school, I believe. We were 18. I was drinking. I drank a whole bottle of Svedka to myself. And I walked out to go to this 18 plus club. And then I walked in the alley because I felt so sick. I fell down. I threw up in my own mouth, so I died. Wow. A homeless guy went through my pockets and grabbed my phone and called 911.
Really?
Yeah. So they revived me. I was in the coma for 2 days.
And it's 2011.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is before YouTube.
Yeah.
2011, I think. Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
That's August, like when I started fucking Instagram, dude. That's when I started on Instagram.
Yeah. No, man. It's just like, it's the lifestyle.
How did you get to that point?
To what point?
Like that, like. The drugs, like get to that far level, because I know you were doing the insane. I don't know if you're still doing it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still doing it. So, I'm still doing it.
That it was like crazy. You're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And was that, do you think, the thing that started?
Nah, I was always, I feel like, not always, but after definitely getting famous on YouTube and having so much money at the young age, just you hang out with the wrong people, man. You know how LA is. I moved to LA.
Yeah.
Fucking Hollywood Hills parties every night, you know. Go to this. Hanging around people. People love me. Yo, but you're the best. You're the best. Come with me here. And just fucking all brainwashed. Where are these people now? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I wanted to quit alcohol for a long time, to be honest. But it's just, it was like, I didn't wake up and drink and stuff. Like, was I an addict? Yeah, I was a binge addict.
Binge drinker.
Yeah, binge drinking. Like, yeah, if I would drink and I missed a month, I would make sure I drink in that day for the whole month that I missed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Where do you think that mentality came from, though?
I don't know, bro.
You've just always been that way? Like, you've always been like an extremist, like personality-wise?
Yeah, I think with everything, like with my YouTube pranks, pushing the boundaries, with everything, man. Always pushing the limits, you know, living in the fast lane and, you know, got caught up.
What do you think you learned the most from that portion of your life living? Because now, obviously, it's new. What's going on now? What's going on current in your life is different. But from that time of way overdoing shit, going too hard, what, and like dealing with all the nonsense, the social clout, whatever, all the bullshit, the fucking clout demons, all the people. What do you think you learned the most during that time in your life?
What I learned the most, well, probably that I had a lot of ego, you know, the ego death. And then what I learned the most, that I fucking, how fragile life is. And, you know, you can, you know, fuck, it's such a question. I appreciate my life. And I was just, I don't even know how to answer this question. Hold on.
Yeah, it's all good. Like during the whole time, like you think like that, your whole come up, all the shit, the negativity, the positivity, the popularity, like where you went in your life, how far you went, the money you made, the like from that portion, I'd say before that incident, what was the thing you think that you could take away the most from that? Because that's the key, right? Moving forward in life and growing and becoming better.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is the thing that you'd be like, damn, I'm really glad I learned this about myself or about life or about people?
Or that about people, that pretty much not everybody, but could, you know, everybody wants to use you for everything, that money and fame can ruin you, you know, a lot of celebrities, that's what happens, you know. Would I say money, but money can buy happiness? Probably can buy you a lot of materialistic things to buy you happy, but I think I was the happiest when I had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate, I appreciate life, man. I was living in the fast lane, and, you know, my mom, of course, you know, my mom is so happy now. She doesn't have to really worry about me as much she used to worry.
Yeah.
So, and just that, yeah.
Yeah, I think life's super fucking, I don't know, man, it's delicate, it's fragile. And I think a lot of people get really caught up in, like, the money, the fame, the popularity. And you're right. Like,
it's the ego, man. There's like, yeah. I've had a lot of ego. I'm the fucking shit every day. I woke up, I'm the shit, you know? And I think those mushroom trip did the ego death.
Yeah.
You know, just, but I was a nice person, you know, like, yeah, off camera. It's like, it is the character in the day, but yeah.
It's all learning experience.
I appreciate life a lot more now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Everything. Do you remember what happened at the Logan Paul KSI fight?
Yeah, of course I remember. Of course, and you're gonna bring that up.
I had to bring it up.
Yeah, of course.
Because people think it was staged.
No, it wasn't staged. But did you have a Roy rage?
No, you did.
I did it, bro. I do this with Jackson. I do this with all like really good friends, and I thought we were really good friends. I literally like, what's up, man? And I pushed your neck, and then I just get a punch in the face, but you kind of miss. You swipe my glasses.
The second one.
The second. No, I didn't really. I don't know. Maybe I was drunk. I didn't feel anything, bro.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
That's why I didn't fight back.
Huh?
I thought you were.
I was not drugs.
You sure?
I had like two beers. Yeah. I would tell you, bro. I'm so open right now.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I was not.
I
was like, what's up? What'd you say? And he goes, Bob. I'm like, what the fuck, Bradley? We're friends. And everyone's like in the comments. Yeah.
I know. It was honestly like, had you pushed me like this, it would have been different. I think the neck thing, it just sparked me.
Yeah, some people are different, and I apologize if that still hurts you.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt me at all. I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, but people thought we weren't cool after that.
We
were cool, right?
Even after that.
Yeah, of course, right away we texted each other, be like, it's all good, it's all love.
And I wanted to talk about that because people were like, blah blah blah, I want to clear it up.
You got fucking great clickbait. You got 7 million views using my name.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Where's my cut?
I wonder how much that made.
I'm just kidding, bro.
I can send you some.
No, my YouTube is demonetized now. I'm kidding.
So that's
the old Vitaly. Where's my cut? Like, keep it to yourself.
So let's talk about the new Vitaly then.
What's up? The new Vitaly.
What do you plan to do? Like, what are you gonna do different? Are you gonna still make content? What is your plan with it?
Yeah, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna make a lot of content. I've already been filming a lot of content. I'm gonna probably bring more awareness in my videos about drugs and alcohol. Yeah, because my apology video touched so many people, and you know, I read almost all the comments. I know it sounds crazy, but I do. I go through comments a lot, and just how much love and support and how much people I touched with my video, that, you know, I want to start doing more inspirational videos about, you know, not promoting drugs and alcohol. First of all, why are we here? This is the setup. I actually completely forgot. What are you doing, bro?
No. I had no idea. I didn't even know you were sober. This is honestly the first time we've really talked in a long time. This is just a different setup because it's in Miami. My setup's at home. You know that, in LA.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. Can I confess?
Confess, yeah, whatever. What do you want to confess?
You sold me all the drugs.
No, that's cap. That's cap. You can't put that on me. No way, that's cap.
I'm kidding. No, Bradley Martin sold me drugs. It's a trend, bro. Yeah, is the trend over? Actually, I'm kidding.
No, people still come up to me and they're like, dude, honestly, I'm kind of mean to some kids sometimes because they'll be like.
Well, it gets to you?
No, it doesn't get to me. It's just like, it's old now.
Okay.
And so some kid will be like, yo, you sold me drugs. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I haven't heard that one before. Yeah. Like, I heard it so much that I'm just like, oh, whatever. But I'm not actually a drug dealer.
Not I at know all. You're not a drug dealer.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I
no, I'm sure there's people that watch this, me saying this right now, they laughed their ass off.
For sure. And I probably also sold drugs a few times in my life.
Really?
But not like a drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
I've definitely like moved drugs around.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not the guy that they come to and they see. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
God damn.
No, I'm saying I've moved drugs at some point in my life.
Yeah.
More before the fame. Anyways, that's a weird thing to admit, but
yeah.
Yeah, no, we're by the bar because, you know, we're in Miami. It's a Miami vibe. That's a little, it was a nice little setup.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast or anything? You do anything like that?
No, I don't have a podcast. Yeah. No, but, so back to my Facebook's killing it. My YouTube, you know, a lot of people don't have notifications on 10 million subscribers. I'm barely getting 500,000 views, but I took a long break. So, you know, I just want to prove myself and to the haters that I can be back on top. I lost my Instagram, my main one. That was a big, I just got my second back 2 years.
Why'd you lose it?
Promoting Vitaly Uncensored, but I think it was hacked because my second got deleted a day later and I just got it back a year and a half later and they said it was hacked. They so I should get it back hopefully within
your
a
main
month.
One.
Yeah.
Bro, oh, nice.
3 million. So yeah.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And then also, yeah. Also, I'm doing fucking OnlyFans, bro. I went all out. With my beautiful girlfriend.
What do you do? You just fucking on there?
Fucking on there with my beautiful girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wait, come in here for a second. Come in here. She want to come in here or not come in here?
Come on, cutie.
I mean, you're on OnlyFans. She's on OnlyFans having sex with you, right?
Yeah. I think I corrupted her. I'm just kidding.
Just a little FaceTime, you know? Yeah, a little FaceTime. Maybe stand there behind him for a second. How long have you known him for?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Come a little closer. You got a guy like.
Baby, show your beautiful face. What's up?
So you, 2 years.
2 years.
So you met him. You met him like right after the nonsense.
Like after what content?
After like all the stuff happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you know? You got to get closer here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what do you know about him that we don't know about him?
That he has like the biggest heart ever. Like, do you know how hard it is for someone to do something and actually own up to it and change from it? Like, it's so hard. I've seen this guy literally quit everything at the same time. I've never seen anyone do that before. He's quit smoking, vapes, drugs, alcohol, like go through depression, suicidal. He actually was so sorry for what he did and built himself back over it. That's a big deal. You know, it's easy to say, oh, I did this, but to actually work through it, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, people fuck up all the time.
Yeah.
But it's so easy for us to judge each other.
Yeah.
You know, instead of working on ourselves, he took himself away and he actually worked his ass off to be a better person.
Yeah,
I knew him before, I wouldn't have dated him.
Yeah. You said something I think is really important. Like, just so the internet listening to this, I'm not at all okay in like certain actions, but I will say without a doubt, like you're saying, we all fucking make mistakes. And it is much, much easier for people on the outside looking in to like shit on you or what you've done or where you've been or whatever you did wrong. And it's much harder to look inside and make real change. And I think that's one of the most common things on the internet. I mean, as you know, you've been on the internet forever. It's very easy. You read the comments, people shit on you because of this, because of that, because of anything. And it's much harder as an individual to be like, okay, like where does that negativity come from? Because there's something inside of you where it's coming from. There's something inside of you that you should likely work on that you're maybe not aware of. And I think it is important to not kick people when they're down.
Definitely. Like and, everyone's angry. Everyone's so angry right now.
Especially nowadays.
So much stuff is going on. But the thing is, it's like instead of actually looking at what the problems are, everyone's facing all that anger to each other. Like everyone's so interested in like, you know, hurting other people. They don't actually look at what their issues are. And if they looked at what their issues are, they'd realize they're all the same problems from all the same people.
Yeah.
You know?
So the solution.
Everyone's angry at the wrong people, man. Come on.
So the solution is fuck on OnlyFans. Yeah,
fuck yes.
No, she's.
I didn't want to do it.
She didn't want to do it. She's smart as fuck. But yeah, no, I literally kidnapped her from England. And you know, she started, you know, talking to me and dating me at my bottom. So people can call her gold digger or whatever. If you saw her DMs, what kind of A-list celebrities?
I believe it.
DM. And guess what? She chose to go to Bali and she paid for her own flight. Would be to be with me.
Damn.
That's true love right here, bro. Anybody can say anything. Yeah. I love this girl.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
So, for real, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
That's dope.
Thank you. So no, we're fucking VitaliXDelia.com. Yeah. We're fucking, but you know, it's just.
So wait, it's OnlyFans or it's a .com?
No, it's .com to redirect to OnlyFans, but it's the same
thing. Got it.
Censored,
okay. Right? Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Delia, VitaliXDelia. We're gonna plug.
Why not?
Yeah. Like, no, I don't care. Go for it.
Times are crazy, man. Like, yeah. You know, the end of the world could happen next year. We don't know this.
Are you involving other girls, or is it just like that?
We'll see. I don't know.
Just us.
Yeah.
I'm happy with her, bro.
Yeah. It's just homemade videos.
Best sex of my life.
Damn. That's amazing. Yeah. Let's go. That's what's up, dude. I love it.
And plus, I redeemed myself. I finally got hard.
Yeah. Yo, that's too funny.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it just honestly, it's just to take that money, it's crazy how much money you can make, but whatever. But just to reinvest into my pranks and just, you know, like at 40 years old, you know, I want to have fucking real estate around the United States. No, when I'm 40 years old.
When he's 40. When
yeah,
he's 40.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Don't you run an OnlyFans page?
No, I help manage girls' OnlyFans. I don't have my own. I've been thinking about it, though, to be honest,
man.
Bro.
You should do it. Bro. Why not?
I don't know. Well, it's like, what am I going to just show my dick?
Is it small?
No, it's not. No, I think the internet would hate me a lot more if I did OnlyFans.
Really?
Have another reason to hate me, yeah.
What, people hate you?
People love to hate on me, bro.
Are you? No way. Like selling drugs and stuff, like joking way,
No, but
bro.
There's a lot of haters. At least in my specific fitness industry, there's a lot of haters.
Oh, those people. But they don't say, yeah, of course, because you're probably the most successful out of all. All
right, guys, shout out to one of our sponsors, Via Hemco. Now, the reason why I'm so excited about this sponsor is because I personally am in love with CBN products. They legit help me sleep. These guys have like gummies of all different varieties of products with CBN, CBD, little bits of THC. I'm not a big THC guy because honestly, especially through edibles, if I eat a little bit too much THC, then like my whole night's ruined. Like I'm probably calling the ambulance on myself and be like, I'm having a fucking heart attack. But these products are so nice, so smooth. Like I've never had an issue with like, cause there's a small amount of THC in some of the CBN products that I take. They also have CBG, which is like super helpful with focus. I love these products. I love the flavors. I love this company. These guys are dope as hell. They're doing a 40% sale off right now. So if you guys use code Bradley at checkout, on top of the 40% sale, they're gonna throw in a free THC gummy. That's a 5 milligram one, which is like super light. Something that even if I take, I don't have a bad time with. So if you wanna check them out, go to viahemp.com. That's V-I-I-A hemp.com. Use code Bradley at checkout. You're going to get some free stuff. Products are f-ing amazing. The gummies taste incredible. Give it a shot. Seriously, easily one of my favorite brands when it comes to edibles, specifically CBN, which like I legit like use religiously. It helps me fall asleep. It's just amazing. So let's get back into this podcast.
Yeah.
You smash it.
Yeah. You're killing it, bro.
So, but I do think about it. It's just like, what am I going to be like? Here's my cock. You know, it's like.
Do you know what? It's more like, just do it. Your life, your choice, right?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can be a porn star and a prankster. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, we've literally been like, here's all of us. Screw it. Why does everyone care so much?
And plus, it's cute little home videos. I wouldn't call it porn. It's cute little home videos with your girl.
Cute little home videos?
So cute.
Yeah, they're just cute little home videos of your girl.
It's real. Like, wow. I think the one that we did, but like last, was I banged my head in the washing machine.
Wait,
yeah, you're going crazy.
So real. Yeah,
get a photo, by the way. Get a photo, by the way.
You're doing like the classic, like, oh, can you get my laundry out of the thing?
Yeah.
It's just fun, man. It's just fun. But you can hear me fully be like, ow, my head, like it fully bangs.
And I almost turned on the washing machine by accident.
Yeah, you did. There. You know how hard it is on tiled floors? Our knees were killing. I don't know how old we are, but our knees were killing.
Does he have any weird kinks?
Oh, he everything.
She ruined me. I didn't know a lot about sex. No, of course I do. But, bro, her fetishes, man, fuck, dude.
What? Tell us one. Make sure you talk closer to the mic.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Come in.
Go ahead.
Which
just
time?
Come in close.
We've done so much already.
Come in closer.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. It's ASMR. There we go.
Yeah, no, we've done so much. That's the whole point. Just exploring.
Well, he wants to know.
I want to know one fucking.
The one that I love is obviously like domination. So I love like tying him up.
No!
And he likes tying me up. Yeah, we like tying each other up. Why?
Yeah, are you for real?
No,
it's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying.
No, I don't give a fuck. She tied me for 2 hours.
And
for 2 hours, I literally couldn't get out. And she was doing some crazy shit to me. But she wants to peg me. It's never going to
really
happen.
I really want
to
peg it.
No, I'm good.
Everyone kept telling me, oh, like, I think he's gay. I'm like, he's definitely not gay. I know this for a fact. But I want to make that ass mine.
No.
No. Bro, if you gave me $1 million right now in the suitcase, say do it. No, 10 million. No, no, no. Where's the villain image going to go?
But a billion, though.
No. Oh, billion? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay.
You would do it too.
Of course. Bro. Okay. Okay, yeah, what the no. fuck?
Honestly, honestly, let me set a real price. 10 mil. 10 mil. 10 mil. 10 mil. But nah, we get crazy, bro. She's wild, man.
It's fun.
Yeah, I love it.
And bro, her birthday is the day after mine. We're both Pisces. Yeah, I'm March. My mom is March 7th. I'm March 8th. She's March 9th.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Crazy fucking family. Crazy. Yeah. Nah, she's amazing overall. I'm not with her just because she's the most beautiful girl in the world.
Wow, that's sweet. This is
she's
so
she's really nice. Smart. And you know, I'm all started. This is the proof that you can achieve anything in life. Do you think these are my standards? I didn't think I was getting. I just all it sent her is hi, and when she responded a hi back, I'm like, look, I can't believe it. And this is when I had my broken back and my neck. And she sent me a video of her. Like, we talked for a while before this. I was like, can you come for me like this? She sent me a cute little video in the bathing suit just dancing. Dude, do you know how good I jerked off to that video?
Wow.
And with my broken back and my neck, I'm like holding it. I'm like, this girl. Bro, it was, you know how much pain it was in. But no, she was amazing. And then we just keep wanting to meet. We met in London at the fight. And I invited her to come with me. She goes, no chance. And then, out of nowhere, she just said, "I'm ready. Let's go."
Yeah.
How did she never came home?
So
I never went home.
That's when you guys like fully committed. Was.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you guys like living in Miami?
Yeah, I love.
With like a pause. Yeah, we love Miami. I live like 3 minutes away from here. Yeah. No, we're planning to get a house. And
not back to LA though, huh?
Huh?
Never back to LA.
Fuck no, bro. Yeah, I can't believe you're still living there, man. No. But yeah.
What do you think you hate the most about LA?
The whole.
What do you miss the most, though? There's got to be something you miss.
Bro, honestly, nothing.
Really?
Honestly. If I was still doing drugs, I would say cocaine in Hollywood Hills.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
If
I was still doing drugs. But no, I don't miss that. Everything's fucking expensive. What can you miss? Venice Beach, you can't even go. It's homelessness with machetes.
Yeah.
Santa Monica Pier. No, it smells. I mean, the homeless population is crazy. And how dangerous it got. People getting killed over a Rolex. And, you know, nice. Follow you with the nice cars.
It's like hell on earth.
Dude, right? Dude. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
LA's crazy.
Nothing, man. I'm sorry. What I miss, maybe experiences with other YouTubers and vloggers.
Yeah.
But that was in the beginning. When, you know, when they used me and all that, whatever.
Who do you think used you the most? Who do you felt used by the most?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to name drop. Fuck, that's a tough question, bro. I don't know. Just everybody's like, you know, when I was killing the game, everyone's like, post my new merch, post this. Promote it. Please do a swipe up. I do it. And then when I release something, I'm dropping something in the week. It's not the right time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to name drop it. Everybody, motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's like that though, man. That industry is interesting. Like I've been in it forever now too. It's just like, especially the newer kids coming up, like they're just vicious, man. They'll do anything to like climb the ladder, climb the ranks.
Yeah. I can't even believe that. The TikTok and all that thing going on.
Yeah. Do you use TikTok?
I got banned.
Bro, completely banned.
They're trying to cancel me for pranks, literally. No girls, nothing. Community guidelines. I got a few strikes and then they deleted my account.
Do you think there's a way to do it without getting fucked? There's got to be a way to make content.
Yeah, verbal pranks, no actions. Like climbing pyramids was dangerous activity.
Oh, I
see.
Me
and the Lambo, dangerous activity. So we're going to launch our couple's TikTok, and we're just Vitaly X Delia.
And just have good pranks as well.
And it's a great, crazy, crazy conversion for OnlyFans. TikTok is like a number
one
source.
That's what I've heard about. Yeah. I know that too. Yeah. So any other projects that you're working on? Is it the focus is the OnlyFans vibe?
Yeah, I mean, it's having fun. It's really like, it's a great project, but we're living our life, you know?
Yeah.
We'll just take the phone out real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think, because I think like, I don't know, I feel like if I was in a relationship, if you felt like you had to, like if I had to video my girl sucking my dick, it'd be like, at some point, is it like, does it make it different? Does it make it hard? I meant to ask Adam22 this because I did a podcast with him and I didn't ask him. And he's like, has so much sex and he films so much. You never have that like, I have to do this video. We have to
no,
film.
No, most of the time she's like, get this angle.
I'm like, grab the phone. Or he's like, grab the phone. And I'm like, what now?
Yeah. So how long have you been doing it for then?
Which is 3 days ago.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think at some point you're going to be like, fuck, like we got to film it? Because everything becomes work at some point, no matter what.
I don't think we should ever let it get like that. Because you got like that with YouTube.
Yeah, everyone gets like that with you too.
And then it's not fun anymore.
You know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. So yeah, it's like, no, we definitely have amazing sex off camera, but yeah, sometimes when we're in the zone.
Yeah.
But we shot a lot of content. Oh, it's great. God, yeah. Like fucking a lot.
Do you want kids?
Do I want kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I know. Yeah. Before I was like, no way, no way. If it's a girl, it's going in a trash can. But now.
Yeah. He said that to me.
Wait, it is not smart to say it. But bro, yeah, it's. No, you know what? It's from Dictator.
Yeah.
It's yeah. No, actually, I never wanted a girl. I want a little boy. But after meeting Roman's little girl, bro, she was so nice and happy and always smiling that, yeah.
Maybe. Do you want kids?
Yes, definitely. With the right. Yes, definitely. With the right person, obviously. Like, I could see me and V having kids.
Do you, you know, so you don't. So this is like the age old question is like, you know, the pornography stuff. Do you ever think your kids would have to deal with that?
Well, hopefully we can provide for our kids, if we have kids, with the money from OnlyFans to have a better life, you know? Like, times are hard.
No, for sure.
And honestly, you know what they say, like, always stays on the internet, but we can probably most likely wipe it.
Yeah, but who cares anyway? Like, naked people, man.
What? Now, how are you going to wipe it?
Well, I don't. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, now you make me look stupid. No, DMCA force. Yeah, no, but so you can. When I did the Bang Bus, I blew up the Bang Bus. They invited me over. They have the rights to the. They had the rights to the video, so they just told them, you know, to delete because they own the rights. So they flagged it as a DMCA force. And the thing went off most of the websites.
Yeah, right.
These no, you still found.
I found like 3,000. I found like 3,000 links of the Bang Bus.
All right, guys, I take that back, man.
I still haven't even seen it yet. I need to watch it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Have you seen it?
Of course, I've seen it.
Am I the only one who hasn't seen it?
I feel like the whole internet's seen it.
I know. I was telling her about it, how badly I was getting bullied. Now I'm laughing at it.
Yeah,
he got bullied. Look, Vitaly's actually hung. Yeah, you haven't seen shit yet, though.
He got bullied. You got bullied for a minute.
Yeah,
you did.
You remember that?
Oh yeah.
No, but now it's funny. But before, yeah, like fucking getting to him, definitely comments. But nobody said ever in real life, yo, that's the guy with the limp dick or whatever. Nobody, you know, it's the
internet ruthless, man.
Yeah, bro, they are. Internet always wins.
So, are you on? Do you like do social media? Have you been doing social media, or is this all
I'm
brand
not
new
gonna
to you?
Like, I hate social media.
It's even says in her bio.
I never like it was in my. I had to take it out for our website, but okay. Yeah. I always hated social media. So I only had it for work. Like,
bro,
like,
she, and I'm like not saying that just to say it, but I have never had a woman, girl make me laugh as much as she's funny as fuck, bro.
You're funny as fuck.
She is so, like, she generally makes me laugh till I cry.
Yeah. We need a camera. Amazing. I feel like
you
we need
you guys are
camera
so fucking cute right now. I can't even lie, bro. Ooh, no, so cute. God.
No, yeah. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, okay. So earlier, you were trying to answer a question. I feel like you had a hard time answering the question.
Which one?
It was about that time in your life, the dark time in your life.
Yeah.
And the question was, what did you think you learned the most from that? And I wanted to give you another opportunity to try to answer that differently this time. Because I feel like you just kind of, I don't know, I feel like you wanted to say something, but maybe you didn't say it. Like, so the shittiest time in your life, or I mean, at some points it was one of the
drenched in sweat, bro.
It was the greatest time in your life at points. It was lowest time, greatest, lowest. All the drama, all the nonsense. What did you think you learned? Because you've been through a lot of shit. You've seen a lot of shit. You've done a lot of shit. You've been internet for so many years. What do you think it taught you the most? What'd you learn from it, the best part?
To be a better human being.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why do you think? Why do you think you learned that from it? Because you...
Well, I think the fuck, man.
Because like before, like, did you think about being a better human, or you were just like,
I thought that's funny. That's maybe I think that's the ego. I thought I was a good human. I mean, I was a good human, but yeah, definitely the fame and money got to my head, and you know, I just needed to settle down with the ego.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Ego shit.
Go ahead.
What? Go ahead. You have something to say?
Go ahead. I know she was doing
I feel like at the end of the day, like, he's so sorry. He really is. That it is still quite a little bit hard to talk about. So he does go a bit quiet. You know, you have to remember, I've been there. Like, I've literally seen this guy like break down over this.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's always going to feel guilt. You can see from,
thank you,
you can
for
see
answering
it. He's always going to feel so much guilt. Yeah. And I do feel like that's one of the things he hasn't really addressed, because he's still healing.
So you're still guilty.
Yeah.
You still feel guilty.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
what do you think it's going to take for you to not feel that? Like, do you think you'll ever?
Forever, I don't know. Takes time, right? They say everything heals with time, but I'm not sure. What about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up mentally. And, you know, I'm going to have to live it for the rest of my life. And actions speak louder than words. I just have to prove the world then, you know, I'm not the Vitaly that saw in the video.
Yeah.
In my arrest video.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it, man.
Yeah.
Are there any questions you have for me? Because we haven't talked in some time.
Why do you have chicken legs?
Don't chicken legs. What are you saying? Now you know that's cap.
Of course. Look how insecure you're getting.
Yo, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just being.
Yeah.
Just being myself.
Okay.
Nah. Yeah. Are you getting insecure?
Me to punch you in the face again, bro?
Wow. Yeah. Look at that. I got him. No,
fuck with you.
No homo. Nice legs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No, but seriously,
just to save myself, not get punched in the face. No. No. What questions? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Doing really good.
What have you been up? Yeah. What have you been up to?
Honestly, this is the thing I enjoy the most. Making this kind of content, talking,
Do you upload once a week?
This is once a week. We still do like the vlog stuff. We still do the fuck around content. Like a few, how many days a week we upload on it, Jacob? This guy does everything. Yeah, three in one podcast. And then I do the Full Send podcast with the boys.
Yeah, I saw it. So, yeah, I've been watching it.
But yeah, this is the kind of content I enjoy the most, hands down.
Like that's what Roman said. Yeah, why is that?
I think because I've done so much of the other content for so many years, and I like doing it, and I do still enjoy it. But it's not the same, you know. Like this is something that I just feel like there's so much more that you can get from it than just, hey, look at this crazy shit. I feel like people can really learn something. Like learn, like guarantee people will watch this and be like, oh, I didn't know this about Vitaly. And then they think about that, and then they reflect on themselves, and they're like, oh, I didn't know this about myself. It made me think about this, and have I been doing that? Or it's
exactly.
It's just more introspective instead of like we talked about earlier, the people who are like on the internet, you fuck up, and they're like, fuck that guy, he's a bad person, right? We could understand like that thought, but then going further than that and understanding like, damn, well, like, you know, who am I really? That's why I start asking these questions, like, what did you really learn? Because I want to understand, because you went through some like that is fucked, and it destroys a lot of people. And that's why I ask you those questions. I'm not trying to put you on the spot and make you feel uncomfortable. It's just to understand you as a person and what you learn, because I may never go through that, but I want to know what you learn through it, right? So I'm so interested, and this is why I like this content, is learning about just life and people's lives and what they've gone through and how they got to where they are and what they think about where they got and you know, what they think about their mistakes and past transgressions in life and what you learn, because that's the most valuable part in all this shit. Cause like, what's our point otherwise, is to try to grow and to get better and to learn and to give love and to feel love. And that's all life's about. So that's why I like this content so much. And that's why I wanted to do this one with you. Cause I know you've done everything. You've had the highest of highs. You've had the lowest of lows. Like, and now you're here trying to reinvent, you know, who you are to the world again. And that's why I ask you those questions.
Yeah.
But that's why I love this content. Cause like you, if you didn't go through all that shit, you wouldn't have anything to say. You know what I'm saying? Like that the most success that I've had in my life is because I've gone through things in my life that I was able to actually speak on and say, this is who I am. This is what I've done. Yeah. So that's why I like it so much, man. Like I love this shit and I'll do this forever. So
that's actually amazing. That's a great, great thing. I love it. That's awesome. I was trying to think of what I was trying to say. Oh, it's so hard for me to. This is my first ever thing. I've never done podcasts or anything before.
Just keep it close.
Super
like
nervous.
Like it's a dick.
Yeah. It's so.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, OnlyFans.
That's going to get you some new subs. I'm just saying.
For sure.
It's fine.
Go ahead,
yeah, when he asked you, you go quiet, but it's funny because me, your mom, everyone, all of his friends, every friend that I've been introduced to, they've all said
like three.
To me, no, it's been like 10, 20, whatever.
I don't have 20 friends.
Not real friends, but all his friends have literally said to me, you know, it's so horrible. Like it's horrible what happened. You know, I feel, especially after I've been through domestic violence and stuff. You know, I feel for that woman. You know, he feels for this woman, but you know, everyone around him can see that he has become such a better person.
Yeah.
So at least it's something positive we can take away from it. Me and your mum, we see everything. You're so much more humble. You've learned self-discipline. You know, you've learned about
if you slow down.
You learned to slow down. You've learned that you're not invincible.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's like you thought you were invincible, untouchable.
Maybe that's what I learned about myself. There you go.
Yeah.
That I thought I was invincible.
Yeah,
I was untouchable.
But you're not. You thought you were
exactly.
Like, king of the castle, but you're not, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we're all human.
Yeah, we're all human. Yeah, so it's nice for us to see that he's actually changed. Yeah. You can't sit here and be like, I've changed this way. We see it.
No, you know, after the incident happened, I tried to like upload an apology video 3-4 months later. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm high on fucking Adderall. Like, I'm not sober. Like, why would I lie to people? Yeah. So I like filmed it 4 times high. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not ready. So it took me that long to get ready. And, you know, it was worth the wait. You know, I think I got everything off my chest and I can come on your podcast. I went to Roman's podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll have a lot more podcasts. And, you know, I can speak finally about it because I addressed it first on my channel. And now I can go in more details because I didn't address those details on my YouTube video. If you guys want to check it out, go ahead. It's called The Truth of My Downfall. Vitaly Zdarevetsky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
But hopefully it's not a downfall forever.
No.
The only way is up, baby.
Click, maybe clickbait.
Yeah. we might clickbait this shit.
What are you going to do if it's a prison?
You got to get fucking views on that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the OnlyFans stuff, the sex stuff, the coming back on YouTube. Do you have any other things that you are working on?
I'm about to go, I think, in the boxing camp again.
Really?
Yeah, with Kristen, Miami, October 14th. I don't know if I can say this, but I don't give a fuck because I'm the villain, right? You can post this. we rematch. I mean, first of all, I won the first fight. It was 3-1. I won 3 rounds and won. The professional commission, you know, rated the fight. Was I horrible? Like a fat cow? I was. Boxing is no joke, dude. Yeah, I was out of breath. And it's, but he had, she was there. He, and she has videos. He headbutted me 3 times. He should have been disqualified. But, you know, I think they want to do a rematch. So we'll see. It was crazy. I went to Russia to train for it.
that's dope.
What?
That's dope.
Yeah, I went, and then I went to Russia to train for it, and I was just so disciplined. It was amazing, but it's so hard, which I love because it's something new. But it's in Miami this time, in my hometown. So I think, yeah, I think I'm going to take it. We're still in negotiation.
Would you ever do like an MMA fight, a UFC fight?
I wanted to be the first YouTuber to.
That's what I want to do.
I tweeted. I was like, you all pussy ass bitches. I'm boxing with gloves. Why don't we go raw hands in the octagon? Nobody responded.
That's what I want to do. I want to be the first.
Well, you're not going to be my opponent. But yeah, fuck it. I'll be. So what are you doing for that?
I'm not doing anything for that.
You're just back in your head.
I'd love to do that.
Man. Everyone's a pussy on YouTube. I'm sorry, all the creators. No one's going to do it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they will.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. So what
But you actually want to like be in Dana White, own it, or like you actually want to compete?
No. I'm saying like
you want to be the business guy behind it.
Yeah. I want to set up. I want to be part of an event like that. I'm not. I don't know necessarily the logistics of it, but if I was ever going to do it, because people are like, why don't you box? It's like, if I fight, I really want to like use everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like be able to use it all and not just, you know, striking, because boxing is striking. And I don't know if I'm the best striker or not. I know, but physically that I'd like to be on the floor, I think. Like a little more.
Yo, I saw how you dropped Steve, bro. You remember?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
You literally picked him up like a cat.
Yeah, light. Lightweight. Yeah. Man. Lightweight. So along the fighting stuff. So you're talking about Kristen, right? Hamby?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't he a lot lighter than you?
Yeah. So it wasn't a professional fight because I was 20 kilos above him, but he was running the whole time in the ring because I told him I'm going to finish him in 60 seconds. And I think the coaches told him, like, hey, run
away. Just don't let him.
Yeah, I was like Tom and Jerry around the whole ring, dude. I was trying to catch him. But yeah, so it was a draw. And then the PBA, Professional Boxing Commission, DM me like, oh, it's your birthday, because next day was my birthday. It's your birthday. We're going to rate your fight, you know, because we love you. I was like, oh, wow. And they broke down the points. It was 4-3-1. It was 4 rounds total. I won 3 rounds. And won.
Are there any other influences you'd want to box?
Yeah, of course.
Who? I knew that was coming.
He's fighting Deji 0-3. Like, really, bro?
But he got smoked the first time he fought.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, but.
He's light, too. He like, how much you weigh right now? Because you look
230.
Big. 230. Yeah, you're big. He's, like, skinny right now, bro. He's lean as fuck. I've never seen that guy more like dedicated to being fucking in shape than ever. Like, I've known him for years. You've known him for years. He's like in crazy shape.
But he always goes like this. I don't know.
Yeah, he does. He always does that.
Just like kind of me. It's hard to maintain it. I feel like I don't know how you maintain it. You eat healthy, right?
Yeah.
I'm addicted to chocolate. I need to go to CA meetings, Chocolate Anonymous.
Really?
Bro. Yeah.
We love Nutella.
She hides the fucking Nutella in the middle of the night and I flip it, bro.
Well, the key is just not buying it. That's the key. Like, yeah. If I have it in my house, I'm fucked.
But I have to buy it to put in her ass.
The Nutella.
Yeah, it's Nutella on the booty, baby.
That's kind of fire.
That's a snack. That's real snack. That's a
whole snack.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's kind of fire, though. I'm going to try that.
Have you ever had a Nutella hot dog?
Like a Nutella on a hot dog? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, like, have you ever given a Nutella hot dog?
What's a Nutella? Oh, what put Nutella on my dick.
Oh, my God.
No, I've never done that.
I worded that bad.
No.
Like, have you ever had Nutella? Yeah, I was like, what am I saying? I'm asking if you
No, I've never done that. I've never done that.
Yeah, it's cool. I never had it kind of once, like maybe 10 years ago, but that's why I came up with that. It's a cool Nutella hot dog.
Damn.
You want a Nutella hot dog? But it's crazy how then that Nutella on the booty went viral for me. Like, I was picking up girls, just let me spread Nutella on your booty, and it became like the biggest fucking line.
You know? Really?
Yeah, that's where it came from, because I grew up poor, so all I had is not even the real Nutella. I had chocolate butter and and bread with tea every morning. So it was like, when I had a little bit of money, I started trying Nutella. I was like, Nutella on the booty. Hey, can I spread Nutella on your booty? And it became like a huge thing.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's not how he got me. I'm just saying.
That's how he got. You heard about the Nutella.
She loves Nutella. He had me at Nutella. Yeah, I do love Nutella.
Yeah, that's all he had to do.
I'm getting it tattooed.
What? Like a little can?
Yeah,
that's kind of lit. Yeah, yeah. Like near the butt, on the butt somewhere?
No. Don't ruin my little peach.
Where are you going to put it?
Maybe on my leg.
Are you actually going to get that?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. Fuck. What's your dumbest tattoo?
Me?
Yeah.
They're all inspiring, crazy, nice tattoos. I don't get dumb tattoos. I don't know why people get it. No, bro.
Wait.
you know what the story about this? You want to laugh?
Yeah.
Every girl is at, like, when I went out, the girls asking, what is that? I'm like, oh, sorry. So when I went out in LA, girls like, what is this? I'm like, it's my Superman powers combining all the hoes together.
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, what is it
adrenaline. H-O-H-O. Yeah. But they believe me. That's the funny part. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Well, in LA, they believe fucking anything. Yeah. Oh, we got the questions? They believe anything.
Yeah, that's your life, your choice, my prayer, the prayer that I didn't say before I jumped out of the plane and broke my back. I was born sick, but I love it.
Yeah, you actually do have some cool tattoos. Oh, you don't have a dumb one. You don't have any dumb ones.
No, I would never do a dumb tattoo.
Good. I solid. Have a tequila shot.
Yeah.
He was a tequila addict, and now I met him, and I had the tequila shot on my ankle.
It's not bad.
I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, I only have one tattoo.
Okay. Are you getting any more?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I just keep it one and done.
That's fine.
Okay, so at the end of every episode, if you guys didn't know, we do audience questions. You guys could email us your questions at askrawtalk@gmail.com, or you could DM us on Get Raw Talk. It's on Instagram. So I'll answer, or it can be you can answer first, whatever, but it goes with three of these. Hello, Brad and guest. I'm currently battling depression and aggravation with knowing I'm destined for more than just working 50 hours a week at a company I'm not passionate about. I work full time, am in college, started a podcast, run a small side business, and train regularly in jiu-jitsu. My question is, how can someone deal with depression and aggravation when they know they're supposed to be doing what they're passionate about in life and is doing too much? This is how they wrote it, FYI. And is doing too much, possibly causing the problem. So doing too much and causing the problem. Any replies appreciated. Thanks in advance. So what do you think? This is someone basically saying they're doing a ton of shit is what it sounds like.
Because I was going to say, how I got out of depression is write goals for the next day and actually complete them. That helped me to get, that was the staircase to get out of my depression. But what he's saying, he's busy?
He's saying he's working 50 hours a week at a company he's not passionate about.
Okay.
So he works full time. He's in college. He started a podcast. He runs a small side business and trains jiu-jitsu. He's just talking about what he's doing. And he's saying, how can someone deal with depression and like being aggravated about it when they know they're supposed to be doing
more,
like basically more in regards to their passion?
Sounds like he's doing what he loves. He just needs to quit his full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't just go around quitting jobs.
Of course, well, I'm not telling everybody to quit it, but that's what I did. I was like, Mom, I'm gonna fucking make it. That's my mentality.
But maybe times have changed, man. Like,
times have changed. You can make money on this for just everybody. And fans, I'm not,
man.
No, this is before. This is on YouTube. Like, dude, I came home. I had 3,000 subscribers. I ripped off my tie. And I said, Mom, I'm not gonna be a waiter anymore. And she starts crying, how are you gonna pay your bills? I'm just like, just fucking watch, just wait.
Yeah.
And I kept doing my videos for 6 months until I got my first paycheck for Miami Zombie Prank. But like, I believed it and I saw the vision that I'm gonna be one of the most successful YouTubers. So if he has a roof under his head and food, or I don't know how much money he has saved. I was a waiter, I didn't have shit. I just said, fuck it, whatever happens, happens. But But yeah, I mean, what are you? Maybe I'm wrong.
No. I think you're right, man. I'm gonna agree with you on I think the thing that a lot of people do that's interesting. I understand the idea of being safe and not being like, okay, fuck it, I'm just gonna do something and have no, like you said, a roof over your head or any sort of income to like eat and like do the most basic things. But at some point, you do have to not give yourself an option for plan B. And I think that's really important. Like, what basically what you did, and I know I did the same thing. I said, this is what I'm going to do. Fuck everything else. And I gave myself, like, all my attention, all my effort, all my energy went to that. And now a lot of other shit in my life got fucked up. I wasn't doing well financially. But, like, I knew that if I kept going in this direction, eventually it would work. Now, the difference is it's hard, not necessarily harder nowadays, because I think it's much easier with social media. Obviously, like, you know, shout out Joe Biden and inflation and all the shit that we have going on. It's a lot harder financially. It's
crazy. Yeah,
it's fucking insane.
Yeah, maybe that's what you meant by
that's
times
what,
have changed.
This is what
okay.
I meant, times
yeah.
Have
yeah.
Changed.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You
okay.
Know,
Regardless though, yeah, money is different now, which sucks, right?
Yeah.
But you still have to at some point you got to pick a path, and your path has to be like, this is what I'm going to go towards, or that's what I'm going to go towards. And I think people spend a lot of time in life being like, well, I really want that, so I do a little bit of that, but like I gotta keep doing this. So they never give it enough time to, like, for this thing that they really want to do, they don't give it enough time for it to fully develop because they don't give enough energy to it. Mm-hmm. So it's about finding that energy balance of, okay, like I need to make money, I need to make a living, but at the same time, like if I don't give enough energy towards this other passion of mine, then it's never gonna grow.
Yeah.
So what you did, I did the same thing. I was like, fuck it, this is the only thing that matters, nothing else matters. I ruined a bunch of relationships, friendships, but I got to the point where I wanted. And then I was like, okay, now I have to fix this other shit in my life that I wasn't focused on. And I'm not even talking financially, just personally. But it is really important to make that decision at some point. You have to, if you want it to be your full-time thing. Like, you have to be able to get over the edge. So I guess what I would recommend is try and find a balance where you can pay like the most bare minimum of stuff. And then the rest of your time needs to be towards the thing that you really care about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you both took a leap.
I mean,
I said fuck.
So what is he doing? Right? What is he doing again? Sorry.
He works for a company. He's not like 50 hours. Yeah. He's not passionate about. And then he's in college. He started a podcast. He runs a small side business. It sounds like he's doing a lot of shit. It sounds like he's doing good. You just got to keep going. It sounds like you got to maybe focus on what you want to flourish.
Well, it depends what's the side business and
Obviously, there's some information.
I would just drop out of college.
Especially
if you're watching this, whoever wrote this, honestly, drop out of college. You're gonna go to college, you're gonna graduate, and the most you're gonna make is $200,000 a year if you get that job from the degree you're studying. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's also true, like what you're saying. I mean, the fact that he has a small side business and he started a podcast shows
he seems like a hustler.
So it's like, why waste your effort and time and energy and money in college when you're just gonna have debt?
Yeah,
sounds like you're on the
right, and they end up.
Sounds like he's on the right path. I think he needs to cut out college to have more time. That's why he has depression, probably of college.
Awesome. You know, it's
doctor,
real
call
shit,
me Dr. Vitaly.
There we go. In here, answer and come with the good shit. Okay, so next question. We go. Excuse me. Hey, Brad and guest. My little cousin is 15 years old, and his trajectory in life is going downhill. Well, he's 15. Now, hold on a sec. I'll read the rest of this. His father took his life when he was 6. Wow, I relate to that. That's the same age as mine. And his mother is deep in drugs.
Oh, wow.
Tough. I'm doing my best to take care of him in all ways, showing him the ways of fitness and healthy lifestyle living. I plan to tell him about your story one day so he can grow and relate with someone of major success from it. What would some words of guidance and wisdom to help him get going in the right direction again? Thank you, Brad and the team, for the great content. Oh man, this is a tough one. Wow. So it's tough because if we're talking about a 15-year-old here, it's hard, I would say, to give younger people like real not hard to give, but I think it's hard for younger, like specifically like in that age range, 10, 15, I mean shit, even some 20-year-olds, to give them advice that maybe they take genuinely to heart. But I think the best thing you could do is not so much give someone like of that age, or just anyone in general, like advice and say, oh, if you do this, you'll be good. I think it's more important for you, if you're realizing this kid's situation with his father's gone, his mom is dealing, is just be there for that person. I think a lot of the stuff in life, you can never tell someone who's gone through something or is dealing with something crazy, be like, oh, it's going to be okay, just trust me, you're good. Because like they're living in that moment. And I think it's more important just to be there for that person, to talk to that person and just show, like, be like a beacon of light and a beacon of hope that like things will get better and things can get better by just listening to them, hearing their thoughts, hearing where they're at in life, hearing what they're thinking about.
And that's going to help that person be able to grow into the person that, like, you know, you know, or you want them to be able to grow into. Because I could look back in my life and realize, you know, it never mattered when I was, when I was young. Oh, shit. And people would talk to me about, oh, you know, it's okay. Like, your dad was a great person and, you know, you'll be fine. And it never mattered. Like, fuck. Oh, shit. Sorry. It never hit. It would just, I would hear it and be like, okay, that person, they're just saying this because they want me to feel better, versus someone just being like, hey, how are you feeling? You know, I think there's so much more power in just listening and being there for someone and not trying to say, hey, you should think this or you should feel this or it's going to be better. Just ask them, like, what's going on? What are you thinking? Like, you know, are you okay? Like, yeah. If you need me, I'm here. And just being there for someone is so much more powerful and valuable than, like, trying to give someone advice. So I think that's the key, and I think that's what you should focus on. But, yeah. Go. I don't know if you have anything to add there. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you are completely right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like people saying to you, like, it will get better, it will get better. Like, this is how I dealt with it. But you're dealing with your own stuff, right?
Yes.
So you're hurting, and it's better for someone to actually just ask you, like, what's going on? Like, how are you?
What are you thinking?
Like, what are you thinking? Like, you want to talk about it? You want to shout? You know,
yeah.
I used to talk to random people all the time. You know this. You know, I used to always message anyone want to talk, you know, who's suicidal or anything like this. And I would get this quite a lot. And it's hard to not give advice if you've been through the same thing.
Yeah.
But that is the perfect advice you could give, is just to be like, you want to talk, you want to call up, cry, or shout down the phone, you know?
Yeah.
There's anything you want to get out, because everyone puts so much pressure on it.
Yeah. You just want to feel like someone's there. I know that's how I felt. I just wanted to feel like people were there and someone was there for me, and that I had, like I said, some sort of, like, almost like, felt like a lifeline out of, like, the darkness that I felt in my life. So
the beacon of light thing, that's definitely a thing. Like, it's all energy. You want to be around that good energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's, and fuck yeah. I mean, if he watches this, like, I made it.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah. Fuck. I think we need one. Okay, we got one more here. Okay. So the last question is, if you could be successful without social media, being in the people's eye, would you, or do you truly love everyone coming up to you and knowing who you are? P.S. Love the podcast, listening from Bakersfield, California.
Does that make any sense?
If you could be successful without social media, I guess he was saying, like, if you could be successful without social media, would you rather have that? Or do you truly love everyone coming up to you and knowing who you are?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it
depends where and where, when and where, right? I would say.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm at a point in my life, I think, where the kind of content that I've done and, like, this kind of stuff is so much like, it's cathartic to me. Like, even just to sit here and talk about this stuff, and, you know, I get choked up and I feel like, fuck, I can't say shit. I can't like just let it out.
Yeah.
A part of it is healing to me. So I would say that, I mean, the position that I'm in, I wouldn't change it for anything. And yeah, there are certain circumstances, like normally when I'm in the gym, someone wants to come up and I'm like mid set, they want to talk. Maybe that's a little bit like, I want to finish my set. But ultimately, like, I wouldn't have all the great things in my life if I didn't go through all the shit. And if I wasn't in this position, it's like, it just wouldn't mean shit. So I'm grateful for it. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, there's just, like, it's not even a question in my mind at this point that, like, the success that I've garnered and the way that I've gotten it and the way people have, like, related and they want to ask stuff like this and, you know, about the kid even, there's no other point in life than, like I said, like to you guys earlier, is love, trying to feel it, trying to give it, trying to share it, and trying to understand, like, what the fuck's going on in this world. And I think that's all the shit's about. So if I'm in a position where people come and ask me stuff like that, then, like, I would never change that, because I that means I'm at a point that I'm able to genuinely help people.
Yeah.
So, and because I knew what it felt like to want help from people. So I would never, ever change that, man.
But never. What about people coming up to you and trying to sell you their app?
Yo, dog. You know how many times,
bro, over the years? Like, dude. Or especially, like, back in the day when I used to be in the club, loud music. He's talking business. I'm like, what are you doing? Let's speak tomorrow.
Well, and that's different.
What?
That's so different.
Yeah, yeah. No.
But I hear what you're saying. I totally hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I take pictures with everybody. I don't think I ever said no to a picture.
Yeah, but unless, I for sure get the app thing. And then when the NFT shit started popping, they're like, you want to make an NFT? I was like,
yeah, fuck. Cringy, man.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. But have you ever had a hard time with popularity? Like the photo thing or?
No, I always wanted to be famous since I was a kid. So I kind of loved it. But, you know, always comes with a price with that. Of course, there are some days where she even says, like, are you paranoid walking in public? And I'm like, no, but in deep inside, I'm like, not paranoid. It's just like, sometimes I want to, most of the time or always spend time. It's just weird, man. When it's in the middle of doing something, you know, and people want to come up to you and take a picture, that's fine. But when they try, mostly it's for me, it's like people trying to sell themselves or work together. And it's just like, and I don't, I cannot be a dick to that person and say I'm not interested. So I kind of have to hear him out. But once you hear him out, it's like 20 minutes.
He comes back with so many cards. Like he literally.
You know what I've learned to do?
So many cards. He's like.
I would just be like, yo, just the easiest way to figure this out is like send me an email. Because like, honestly, that's the only really way to do it. Like I can't take a whole business meeting, like just like you said, in 20 minutes. And like, I feel like you can't get enough information when someone just comes up and like, hey, let me pitch this to you.
No, but quick. I respect there is some creative, like people, if they do want to do that, just my word of advice, you need to come creatively.
Yeah.
Like blow your mind, like
be, yeah. Because you know? A lot of people will be like, they come with the like, I know you probably heard it 1,000 times, but I promise you, man, I'm the best. I can do this.
Yeah.
And it's like you got to come with something a little bit more substantial. I think if I'm gonna get on the spot business meeting,
yeah,
right.
Use this advice. You come up to your favorite influencer and you say, let's play rock paper scissors, 1 out of 1. And if they go, yeah, be like, if I win, as you, we're doing business together. If you lose, yeah, whatever. So hopefully you win, and then that person.
So has rock paper scissors is the move.
Yeah,
I can't turn down rock paper scissors, to be honest. In no circumstance, I love playing that game.
Let's play right now.
Yeah, no, I'll beat you right now.
1 out of 1.
1 out of 1.
So how do you do rock paper scissors shoot?
So yeah, like 1, 2, 3, boom.
Okay. So at boom we go. Rock paper scissors shoot.
Fine. Yeah.
All right, ready.
Fine. What's on the line?
No, oh shit! There's a bet.
I love betting, dog. I love betting.
Whoever loses gets punched in the face.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I know. I'm kidding. I don't want to get punched in the face, but you with hands behind my back. That would hurt. That would probably be knocked out. I'll be knocked out.
That's tough. Okay. No, is there a real wager? Can you think of a real wager?
Like a real forfeit? Oh, man. Fine.
Okay, fuck it. Let's just do it.
No, you're
I love a wager. I love a wager.
Yeah,
I love
wager. Actually, no. Actually, I have a business opportunity that I want to present.
Oh, is it a fucking app?
No.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Get me hooked up with steak if I win.
Oh, that's hard. Especially right now, that's hard.
Why? Because it's
circumstances, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The crypto space is tough. Yeah. Mm. Shout out Steak, by the way.
So I fucking love him.
Yeah. Let's just do it anyways.
Let's come on. Do it. All right. Yeah.
You ready?
One out of rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
You're going to go with hand?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And you know why I won? You know why I won? You know why I won? I'm sorry, I'm not calling you that, but girls always put scissors first.
Really?
So, yeah. So
do they really?
All the time. Because you go on, back in the day, I would just be like, the best. I'm scared to talk to girls. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know.
Oh, so you've done this before.
I did a video, got 15 million views.
Yeah, but
views.
But
you ask a girl, hey, let's play rock, paper, scissors. I'm just actually going to inspire some people to talk to you. Favorite girls in college or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
If you're scared, talk to a girl. Like, hey, excuse me, I want to play rock paper scissors, 1 out of 1. If you win to a girl, you slap me as hard, like your boyfriend cheated on you for years and you just find out. But if slap. I win, I get your phone number. But I usually phone number is safe. There's like a little kiss, and they go, okay, yeah.
So you
break the ice.
You saying I'm a bitch because I did the scissors? What the fuck, dude?
No, bro. But I did say that to make a joke out of it. But no, you're not a bitch. Chill out. You're scared. No, but that's funny. No, but I did. I had to be the Vitaly. Yeah, but yeah.
It's fine.
No, but that's so funny. I thought you were going to put a paper.
Yeah.
Why you keep saying, oh God, while I'm trying to explain the story?
I'm going to see you getting punched any second now.
No, I'm not.
I was talking to the people that are watching. It's the best way to break the ice with the girl.
It's honestly really clever.
But if a guy came up to me and did that, I'd be like.
Really? I don't know.
It's so unique.
I think you would.
She's a liar.
I think you'd be like.
You don't lie, but right now, yeah.
I think you would be not into it, but like, I think you would.
You
do
would throw
it.
In your.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously,
wow,
I'd
you like
when people. I wouldn't be into it. Like, it wouldn't be.
People would be come up to you and be like, oh, you're beautiful. How many times a day you hear that? Bro,
yeah, but that she makes can't a walk woman's anywhere. Day. That makes a woman's. Yeah. No, it's the shopping. Guys like when you carry your own shopping. Like, It's like a warrior.
Dude, she goes to the gym in the building.
What? What'd you just say about guys?
Like, when I go get our food and you I come carry back to the shopping bag, I tell you, I walk there, you know, people say a few things.
They're like,
but when
wow.
I'm carrying those shopping bags, I'm like a warrior. I got women beeping horns, like saying, damn, look at that. Fire. Yeah, I'm like, I got this. Yeah.
All right, well, wow. That's it.
Well, thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It was a pleasure.
It was. And I'm glad we got to finally reconnect.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that you're saying you're just going hard, you're doing it. And I look forward to seeing what you're able to do for sure.
Thank you. And like I said, I'm in Miami. Hit me up to Lyft and shit.
Let's go.
We're homies.
I appreciate you, man.
And since I, you know, came in here podcast, Vitaly X Delia.
Yeah, run that up.
Vitaly X Delia, OnlyFans. Oh, yeah. Yeah. some fucking wild. Oh, shit. Sorry. We out.
Fucking almost throwing in the fucking mic. All right, we're out of here. I love you guys. Subscribe
to the
pod.
Thank you so much for watching.
That was dope.
That was a great outro.
Sick. There we go. Hey, people wanted this one. Straight up.
Yeah. People actually asked about me?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, they did.
What are you going to title it? You already have the title? You don't be original. Don't do the downfall of Italy.
This is the first time. I mean, it's literally the first time we actually talk.
It's so funny how people took. No, I saw you at Full Send party, bro, on the balcony. I was fucked up. I was talking to you. We had a moment on the balcony.
In Studio City?
At Full Send's house. That red, old, beat up mansion. Like, it was old style. It's still a mansion, but you know what I mean.
In Studio City, right? I love you guys. Subscribe to the pod. We're out of here. Turn the fucking notification on, all that good stuff, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. If you're not, it's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, we're everywhere. I love you guys.